حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى لقاء جديد من لقاءات العربية المبتدئين. فأقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, welcome to a new session of the Arabic for beginners from the Arabic speakers. And we are today, as you know, still with Kitab al-Ajramiyya, and we are with the chapter of Al-Mu'rabat. Al-Mu'rabat. قال ابن أجرم رحمه الله تعالى فصلا المعربات اسمان. This is chapter. They are two divisions. Nothing else but only two. And this is a kind of summarization to what been discussed on the last couple of days. And then it says قسم يعرب بالحركات وقسم يعرب بالحروف. You remember we spoke about علامات الإعراب. You remember when we spoke about علامات الإعراب. And we said that there are four signs for the إعراب. Four main signs. الضم for رفع. الفتح for نصب. الكسر for خفض or جر. And the sukun for jazm. And we have alternatives for each one of these. Upon the way we discussed all those things. And we said that the ruling of I'rab is also of four divisions, or the types of I'rab. Rafa', nasb, khafd, and jazm. And we said that رفع and نصب is coming between أسماء and أفعال. And when we say أفعال, we mean only the فعل المضارع in most cases. While the جر or the خفض is only for the أسماء and it cannot occur with أفعال. As well as the jazm is only for af'al, it cannot occur with asma. And today we are talking about what is mu'rab bil harakat and what is mu'rab bi al huruf. Huruf, you know that we have the waw, which is for al asma al khamsa in the rab' position. And the جمع المذكر السالم. And then we have the Alif, which is for the Muthanna in رفع, and it is for الأسماء الخمسة in نصب. And then we have the Ya, which is for the جمع مذكر سالم and مثنى in both نصب and خفض. And we have سكون, and that is only for الفعل المضارع when no pronoun is connected to the end of it. None of the three pronouns, waw jama'a, alif al-tain, or ya al-mukhataba, neither one is connected to the end of the fi'al mudara', and the fi'al mudara' is majzoom, and the sign for it is the sukun. And fi'al mudara' in the state of رفع, the sign for it is the Dhamma. If it is not connected to these three pronouns, one second, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sorry. So as we said that and we have Ahkam al-Arab and Harakat al-Arab. So we have what can be more with the Harakat are four things. Al-Ism al-Mufrad. And when we say Mufrad, we mean which is not Muthanna or Jam. جمع التكسير يعني اسم مفرد لايك محمد فاطمة نعم فاطمة رجل بيت جمل حصان and جمع التكسير جمع لايك رجال بيوت مساجد like that and جمع المؤنث السالم and it is the sound plural, feminine, like mu'minatun, muslimatun, qanitatun. And then we have al-fi'l mudari' alladhi lam yattasil bi akhirih shay. The mudari', the fi'l mudari', the mudari' verb, which has nothing connected to the end of it, like alif al-ithnain, or wawu al-jama'a, or ya al-mukhatab. So these have to be mu'arab by the harakat. And all these four in the rub' position, they are, the sign for them is dhamma. And in the nasb position, the sign is fatha. And in the khaf position, the sign is kasra. And in the jazm position, the sign is sukun. Except jam' al-mu'annath al-salim. When it is in the nasb state, the sign here is the kasra instead of fatha. And al-mamnu' min al-sarf. Al-mamnu' min al-sarf. In the state of khafd, it is the sound for it is the fatha. And al-fi'l mudari' al-mu'tal al-akhir. And al-mu'tal means which is ended with harfu illa, alif, waw, or ya. And we have to differ between what is ended with harfu illa and what is ended with harfu illa. And connected to one of the three pronouns, alif, waw, and ya. Because they are all alif, waw, and ya. The three uruf illa are alif, waw, and ya. And the three pronouns that can be connected to the mudari' are alif, waw, and ya. But each has although they look like each others, but each has a special name, special ruling. Now, in this position, when the mudari' is ended with harf illa, and this to be original letter from the construction of the word, like yad'u, yarmi, yas'a. We hear now yad'u ended with waw, original letter. Not pronoun. And yarmi, original ya, it's not a pronoun. And yas'a is original letter, not a pronoun. While if we want to make pronouns, yad'u, yad'una. So the waw here is for the pronoun. It's a pronoun. How can I differ? Yad'u, which is ended with harf illa, the waw, has no more alif after the waw. No meem, nor alif comes after the waw. It's only ya, dal, ayn, waw. That's it. But when we want to make it mudari added to waw as a pronoun for the sound masculine plural, then after the waw we'll have either noon or alif. We say either it's not a choice, but based on rules. And come to explain those rules. But anyway, you will find either alif in the nasb and jazm, or noon in the rafa position. Same thing with alif al-ithnayn. Say yas'a. This is a verb ended with harf illa, the alif, and this is original harf in the construction of the word. While when we say yas'ayani, this here alif yas'aya, this alif is a pronoun. It's a pronoun. How can we differ between these two verbs? As we said, this verb which is connected to a noun ended with alif and noon, or alif without noon. In the nasb and jazm, alif without noon. In the rafa, you will see the noon. And also, yarmi. Yarmi, as you see, ended with ya, and ya is harf illa. And this is original letter in the construction of the word. How can I differ between it and the ya which is pronoun? The ya which is pronoun that can be connected to the fi'l mudari is a verb, is a ya that shows that the verb is refer, that the verb refers to a singular feminine, second party. How can I know it is like that? Look, yarmi is began with ya. It's beginning with ya. While when it is, when the last, yani beginning with ya, ra, mim, and ya. So it is beginning with ya and ended with ya. And we said that if the harf illa is the ya at the end, and the dhamir, ya as a dhamir that is connected, the ya which is a pronoun that is connected to the verb mudari, is also at the end of it. So how can I differ between these two? We say the one which is a fi'l mudari that is connected to a pronoun always begin with ta. Tarmi, not yarmi. طيب. Isn't it when we say, Ya Muhammad, Anta tarmi ramyan jayida, or ramyan qawiyan. Now, tarmi, Anta tarmi, tarmi, is it the one we talk about? No, because the one is the ya at the end of it is a pronoun. When it is in the position, meaning it is not preceded, the verb is not preceded by a nasib or jazib, you will see the noon at the end, tarmina, and it is a speech directed to a singular feminine. Ya Zainab, anti tarmina, ramyan jayidan. And when it is mansub or majrur, we say, Ya Zainab, anti lan tarmi. بعد اليوم. What have we done? We have only removed the noon, but the ya is still there. And in the jazm, ya Zainabu, la tarmi bil hajar. So we have removed the noon, and the ya is still there. While the one, the mubarak, which is ending in harf, in the raf position, the harf al-illa is there. أنت يا محمد ترمي رميا جيدا. When it is منصوب أنت يا محمد لن ترمي بعد اليوم. What happened to this verb, Mubarak? We have removed the ya, and we left the verb ended with the mim only, and the mim has kasra, tarbi. أنت يا محمد لن ترمي بعد اليوم أبدا. And when it is مجزوم, we say يا محمد لا ترمي بعد اليوم أبدا. لا ترمي بعد اليوم أبدا. So ترمي is فعل مضارع مجزوم. And the sign for جزم is the removal of حرف العلة, the ياء, because it is معتل الآخر. And the verb here is left with ميم مكسورة. I've removed the ya. Why? Because it is معتل الآخر. Have we got now the differences between the three ألف واو, the three letters of علة, ألف واو والياء, and the three pronouns that can be connected to the end of the verb مضارع, which is also the ألف واو والياء. What is the differentiation between them? The differences between them? Can we do differ between them? If yes, alhamdulillah. If no, let me know later on, and inshallah ta'ala, I promise we are going to give full clarification on that on Saturday, inshallah, as today, Wednesday, the end of our classes for this week. And I apologize for now, as I get some guests here. So inshallah ta'ala, I just wanted to finish the class, and I wish that I've finished it in a proper way that conveyed knowledge to you. And here we end up. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One more note, today there will be no classes after this, as I'm traveling to Medina and returning back tomorrow evening, inshallah. So today and tomorrow we may not have any classes. We'll leave you with Ida'at al-Quran, Quran radio, and if the admins wants to replay anything of my lectures or the rules, then this is appreciated. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.